She was just out of high school.
Oh.
And she wanted to go to school. And we was milking cows, and I was putting the milk out, and I sent her to school. And the first 2 years, and then she worked a year. And then she'd gone through the summer, and then she'd go up a night then. There was a bunch of the teachers here at Marshall where she was going and was doing the same thing, and so she got her degree, and then some 8 or 10 years later, she wanted her master's degree. Mm-hmm. So again, she'd go and stay through the summer, and then of nights she'd attend classes and Saturdays, just any way to that she could work it out, mm-hmm. and until she got it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's far. I hope she decides to go.
Are her parents from Searcy County?
Yes, they were born and raised, both of them. One of them out in the Maple Grove community.
Mm-hmm.
Miss.
The one where you started school.
That's right. That's right. She used to teach there while she. I never did go to school to her, but I did go to school to Mr. Stevenson. He taught school. And I went to school to him, even. Of course, if he had known then what he knows now, I guess he'd thump me in the head.
Well, you were telling me that Baker, where you live now, and you said you were...
That was, you know, Baker was Saratoga for a number of years. In fact,
Saratoga.
And back at that time now, well, they didn't know until they was... my father-in-law was he was putting in a store and a little grist mill and there's a post office.
Mm. Oh, there was a post office.
There was a post office.
Was it called Saratoga?
No, well, that's what they was going to call it.
Uh-huh.
And but I mean that was its name at that
mm-hmm.
time. But late when they fixed, I don't know what they had to do, but anyhow they had to get things fixed up for a post office and. And when they rode in for their, ever what they had to have, their permit, and back those days they didn't have to take an examination or not many requirements, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, come to find out, there was 2 Saratogas.
In Arkansas?
In Arkansas.
Oh.
So they had to give it another name. So that's
in order
when
to get a post office.
Do what?
They couldn't have 2 post offices.
No, not 2 Saratogas in the state of Arkansas. So they had to either give it a Saratoga something or change the name. So they changed it to Baker. And why that, I never did know. But I noticed some old deeds that I had. I was going through them.
Mm-hmm.
And back when I bought it from an old gentleman that had homesteaded, and let's see, now that deed that he had was called I forget now the name of those deeds, but anyhow, this deed had Saratoga on it, and that's how come me to ever find out about it used to be Saratoga, because
mm-hmm.
I was asking about, well, what that meant, and my father-in-law told me then what that old story was.
When it was, at that time, when it got a post office, did it have more people than it has now?
Oh, yes, there was.
Oh, it used to be more than
that? Oh, yes. It was an incorporated town.
They were.
You bet. They had, even when I bought this place out there, and that was in 60, I bought a bunch of stuff that was in lots.